Well, my background is as a classical pianist, until one day some friends brought over a mini Moog synthesizer. Actually, in those days, it was a Moog Sonic 5. You know, I'd been totally wrapped up in my classical world. But they came to my door, basically holding the thing, walked into my bedroom, I put the thing down on my desk, and I started to play. And I think right there and then, my whole world changed. Dream Theater is a band that I guess you could classify their, or categorize their style as progressive metal. We try to be very kind of honest about our music. We just have music that we love, and we've always been kind of really good at just expressing that, being very true to it, and the fans really respond to that. One of the things I want to do on the next Dream Theater album and also tour is use this amazing instrument called the Eigenharp. And this is an instrument that's really kind of forward-thinking and super cool and expressive and new and different. So it's going to be very exciting moving forward with the group and bringing this new technology into it. The instrument is really designed with a lot of expression in mind, and that's one of the things that I'm, you know, so into with these electronic instruments is how do they let you express yourself? So, you know, right from the start, this instrument is all about that, with its, you know, ribbons on either side. You've got the breath pipe, and each key can be responsive to pressure, or you can, you know, move it back and forth to the left and toggle it any which way. I mean, the first thing I had to learn was, okay, they're very sensitive, but just like running a chromatic scale, it's like, and it's like, whoa, that's really cool. Plus the fact that you can actually have any scale under your fingers, which is awesome. So I could be playing, you know, program it to play a C major scale or a blues scale or a chromatic scale and not really change the fingering. So things are very, very quick. What I can do on the piano is one thing, but when I take that skill and I start playing on these keys, it's like, wow, the thing like responds like incredibly. I can play like, you know, double the speed. It's pretty crazy. From the moment I picked it up, I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. The lights light up and it's light and you can kind of like dance around with it. You know, the visual is really important. At this point in my home, I have kind of the two environments. One that's kind of like an alternate controller environment, and the other is more my keyboards. And whenever somebody walks into my alternate control environment, they see this, and they really don't care about any of the other stuff. They're like, what is that? That looks so cool. So of course I have to tell them what it is. I mean, it just stands out. The design was for it to be something in the studio that you could do like almost anything. And then, of course, you know, live, take it out. What it comes down to is, can I get like the sounds that I want? I hear something in my head, I'll do whatever it takes to express that. It's designed to be an expressive kind of next generation instrument, so that, you know, I think it's important. Plus the fact that you can't deny that it's very beautiful. Whatever you really want to do, you can do.